All right, managing people was the last system that we're going to talk about, at least in this series. I'm just going to remind you really quickly again. If you need to understand this more, if you go, you know what, Mark, this is a great basic understanding, but I need this more in depth, fine. Call me up. Let's work together one-on-one, and we can work on these in a far greater way. If there's something I don't know, I will always send you off to somebody else or give you some more information from in some other way, okay? But for most people, I can handle this quite well and be willing to help you. I love helping people in these ways because it's building your business. All right, managing people. First of all, the one part of managing people systems is hiring the most qualified or the most coachable people. Now, sometimes the most qualified person is good. I talked about this in sales a little bit. Sometimes the most qualified person is fantastic. If you need somebody to write programming, often the best qualified person is going to be the best programmer. Having said that, sometimes it is not. Sometimes it is not. I repeat, sometimes it is not the most qualified person. If you've got somebody in sales that has done things in a certain way, often that person is not going to be able to help you out the most. And what you typically need to do with that person is you need to, instead of hiring the most qualified, hire the most coachable person. Sales is something that anyone can learn. There are a lot of people that are not very clever doing a lot of money in sales, not because you need to be the smartest person, because you need to follow systems. Sales is typically about systems. So think about that. Sometimes you need the most qualified, sometimes you need the most coachable. I actually talked with a client here a few months ago before recording this video that came to me and said, Mark, I've hired these people and I keep on getting these kind of people. And I said, well, how are you hiring them? And he gave me kind of some ideas on what he was doing. And then I asked him, well, have you ever had somebody that worked out really well? And I said, they said, yes. I said, okay, so what was it about that person? Were they the most qualified? Did they have these characteristics? And he said, actually, no, they didn't have those characteristics. They weren't as qualified. But they were coachable. They did what I said and they asked lots of questions. I said, great, so in your next hiring process, guess what's part of your system? Part of your system is hiring the most coachable person, not the most qualified person. Next, firing. You need systems for firing people. How are you going to fire them? How are you going to take care of them? How are you going to do this in a way that doesn't bring a bunch of conflict and drama to a situation? Leadership. Think back to influence and building trust. How are you going to grow in this area? Now again, with leadership, often we don't know what we don't know. So hire somebody, hire a coach, hire an executive coach, hire me, talk to somebody else, but hire somebody in your life to teach you about leadership. Leadership is about trust and influence. And if somebody, once you understand how to influence people and build trust, you will be an excellent leader. People will love to follow you. Customer service is another kind of system within managing people system. So figuring out ways to take care of your customers, how to service them, how to help them, how to follow up with them. That's another part of it. All of that will help you grow your business in really unique ways, okay? So take care of your customers, customer service, customer follow-up, have systems for all that, checklists. How are you following up with these people? What are you doing? Lastly, what about managing conflict? You need systems for managing conflict. I've been in corporations or businesses where somebody will say, oh, if you have a problem, talk to your manager or supervisor just above you, and then if they can't handle it, then talk to the person above them. And that sounds really good, right? That sounds, oh, well, that, obviously, that's fantastic. The problem is, what if you don't trust your supervisor? Or what if you believe that if you tell your manager or supervisor that it's going to reflect bad on you? Maybe they're vindictive. And maybe you've been in this position before, and they're going to hurt you now rather than help you. Well, again, you need systems that will manage conflict, that will manage these kind of problems. The better systems you have, the better it'll work. So first of all, for action steps, hire an HR consultant, a human resources consultant. This is an invaluable hire a lot of the time. Even if you're simply using them to consult and you're asking them a bunch of questions, what you need to do, hire somebody who knows what they're doing, and then from that you can develop managing people systems. Now this is mostly managing employees. Having said that, it's got a lot of, if when you understand how to manage employees and lead employees, you will be better on many other things, okay? Secondly, become the best communicator in your business. Become the best communicator in your business. When you communicate better than other people around you, you have a better business than other people. You will influence other people more. You'll do a whole bunch of crazy things for people, which is really valuable. So become the best communicator in your business, in your industry. But especially in your business, in your actual business, okay? If you're the leader, you've got to lead. And you've got to become the best communicator. You've got to listen well. You've got to influence people better. And that brings me again to leadership. Focus on your vision. The more passionate you are about what you're doing, the more others will be passionate as well and follow you. The more excited they will be to follow you. So make sure that you focus on becoming a better leader. If that was the only thing that you did consistently was becoming a better leader, that would be great. Having said that, there are other systems like marketing that most small businesses really fail at, so I'm not going to say only leadership. For your business and your employees, absolutely leadership is invaluable. For your business in the outer world and making money, you got to work on marketing, okay? I come back to those all the time. Lastly, the more you invest in people, the better your business will go, the smoother it will go. Many years ago, people believed and businesses believed that if they offered the best pension plan, they would retain employees. That has gone the way of the dodo. There are no good pension plans that I've seen anymore, okay, other than for like a CEO. But generally speaking, there are no good pension plans for the average employee. Then people went into other areas like bonuses or wage or some people went to like programs. Maybe they have some kind of, I don't know, I've heard people go to Starbucks or whatever because they've got a great compensation plan for paying people out when they're sick or when they've got problems. And you know what? Those programs can be okay. Generally speaking, that's not what's retaining people anymore. Some companies have gone, they've kind of Googleized themselves, and Google has some really interesting ideas on retaining employees, which includes like making the workplace fun. But here's the problem. I've helped businesses that try to make a fun workplace environment, and typically they fail. Companies are building slides and giving ping pong tables to their employees and thinking that's what retains employees. That's not what retains employees. The way you invest in somebody is you help them feel wanted and desired and engaged and challenged and part of something far bigger and part of a community they respect. If you do that, your employees will give their lives to you. I'm going to repeat this. When your employee or employees feel wanted, desired, engaged, challenged, part of something bigger than themselves, or part of a community they respect, they will give you their lives. Go back and re-listen to that list that I gave. That's what retains employees. I'll give you an example of how you can do this, how you can invest in your employees. Give your employees skills outside of their specific tasks, and they will love you for it. So let's say, I don't know, you've got somebody that cleans for you, somebody that's a virtual assistant or an assistant, an admin assistant or whatever. If you teach them how to manage their own money and you teach them how to take better care of their bodies or their minds, or you invest in them in these ways where they learn skills that they could take to market themselves, they could own their own business. When you give people those skills and you really invest in them those ways, they will love you for it. Now, the key to this is not giving everyone business skills, because it's not what everyone wants. Find out what your employees care about and give that to them. If they're like the local cat lady, fine. How can you invest in them in a way that shows you respect them and care about them? Because when you invest in them in those ways, when you have a pet plan for that person, when you have a pet care plan where you pay for all their cat's veterinary bills or something like that, whatever it is, okay? When you invest in somebody in an area they care about, you can do amazing things in business. Now, large corporations cannot do this. They cannot do this. They start to lose employees. So what they need to focus on is vision and buy into the vision, like Apple, Google, whatever it is. But for the average employee or a small business, if you've got between 1 and, I don't know, 20, 50 employees, you can do this in really unique ways. Give them parts of your business. Give them shares in your business. That is something where you create buy-in immediately. Now, they're not going to leave anywhere. They're not going to go anywhere because they're tied to making this business that they own part of grow. Okay, next slide. Some miscellaneous action steps. This will help you grow in building your systems in your business. Okay, the first is identify the area you want to start with. So I gave you five areas at the beginning of this. I talked about research and development. Number one, number two, marketing. Number three, sales. Number four, money or cash flow. And number five, people. So out of those five, identify the area you want to start with. What will make the biggest difference for you? If you spend time, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes, spend a bit of time learning about this, learning about what system you need to work hard on or hardest on, this will help you so much in so many ways, okay? So identify the area you want to start with. Next, you want to learn and grow, constantly learn and grow. A great intro book for business systems is E-Myth by Michael Gerber. You can buy it today. If you own a business, it will help you, period. I'm serious. And it's written in a really easy to understand style. There's part story and part teaching in it. So always read, always grow. The more you learn and grow, hire coaches in your life, hire people who know more about business than you do. The more you do that and spend time with great people. But the ideal is find a coach that you really like, that is a good person, that has a great attitude, and is going to invest in you, that will rub off on you in different ways so you don't whine as much, and knows more than you. That's the idea. But find someone like that and invest in yourself. Next, another miscellaneous action step is to take action and fail a lot. If you fail a lot, you'll be better off as a business owner. Now, if you aren't taking action on this, you're not growing. If you are not taking action and failing and tweaking as you go, you're not growing, you're not learning. And you're gonna have the same kind of business in 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years. Again, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. So what I wanna challenge you to do is fail a lot, but then analyze the failure, understand it, and tweak. Even if you're making similar failures, if you're changing a few things every time, you're gonna hit on something really important. That's an essential business skill, especially with systems. Lastly, make sure you customize. In business, one size does not fit all. One size does not fit all. Find ways to make things work for yourself and for your business. Listen, a course like this that I'm offering you right now, a general course will be great to begin with. But then you need to find someone to help you very specifically. So again, you need to invest in yourself. Usually you need to hire a coach or find somebody else that knows more about you, more than you about business in general, and they can customize it. Usually a general course doesn't get specific enough, which is fine. It gives you enough to start off with, but then you need to learn and grow. Find someone to help you very specifically. Listen, there's a difference between trusting your friends for fashion advice versus hiring an image consultant. Most people haven't even heard of an image consultant. But if you trust your friends for fashion advice, most likely you're not getting great fashion advice. If you're trusting your friends for business advice, most likely you're not getting great business advice. When you go to an image consultant, they'll tell you the exact colors that work for you. They'll tell you the styles that work for you and about becoming congruent so that you are coming across in a completely different way. A far more credible way. You'll be building credibility and trust with people around you, okay? And in the same way with business, they will find systems that work for you rather than giving you a one-size-fits-all. That doesn't fit anyone at all, the one-size-fits-all. It fits the average. No one's average. No one's perfectly average, okay? No one's 5'6" with 2.3 kids and 1.6 vehicles. No one is that. So find something that works for you. Everyone needs a business routine. Once you've got your systems in place for other people or research and development or whatever, you also need a routine for yourself. And actually, this probably comes first, because when you find a good business routine, you're gonna be helping people, you're helping your grow your business in a really unique way. Now, I'm gonna talk about kind of a daily routine that will make you the most money and take care of yourself the best. So let's start off with this. The first is attitude. I could go on and on and on about attitude. I'm not going to do it in this video. attitude is probably the single biggest thing you can do for your routine that will make a difference in your business. And so I'm going to give you a really quick run through of a few things you can do to make sure you get more out, to have a better attitude, okay? Number one, exercise on a daily basis, period. I'm not going to debate it with you. I'm not going to argue about it with you. I don't care. It's not that I don't care. I don't care about the excuses you give me for why you can't work out every day. Work out every day. If certain routines don't work for you, find a different routine. Move your body on a daily basis. Unless you are quadriplegic, even if you're quadriplegic, you need to figure out an exercise routine to exercise your tongue and your nose and your ears and your eyes and your scalp or whatever it is. Your cheeks, smile and frown, whatever it is. You need to exercise no matter who you are, no matter what physical health problems you have. I have had blown discs in my back. Don't use excuses. Do not use excuses here. Secondly, gratitude. Practice gratitude. Gratitude is something that is a skill that is learned. If you are not grateful, you don't have a good attitude, period. So start practicing gratitude. I'll talk about some of this stuff next week, okay? Because attitude is a big thing. Here, let's go into what makes you the most money, okay? Ask yourself, what makes you the most money in your business? What are you best at? What are you best at? What are you most skilled at? What do you enjoy the most in your business? It doesn't matter what it is. If you love sales, great. That'll make you a ton of money in your business. What if you don't like that? What if you like just developing systems? Fantastic. What if you like interacting with clients and you do the customer service side? That's fine, as long as you build your other systems, okay? Which activity is best? Which makes you the most money? If you focus on that area, you will make more money. Your business will grow. The power of mornings. The mornings are so important, okay? I'm going to give you a couple of ideas, book ideas. The first is called Eat That Frog. And that was written by Brian Tracy. And the second one is The Miracle Morning. So again, The Miracle Morning is another book that just helps people get their routine down. And it will make you far more efficient with a far better attitude. It'll help you in all those other ways, okay? Again, it makes a huge difference with your attitude. Your most productive time of the day is the morning, before you eat lunch. Protect this time with your life. This is the most important part of my day. I do the most in my business in this time of day. I'll use my afternoons and evenings for other things. My mornings are typically protected as if my life depends on it. Why? Because my business life does depend on it. Next, a great routine is to sell something each and every day. If you sell something each and every day, now again, I'm not necessarily saying one of your businesses or one of your products or services. I'm saying sell something every day. Connect with somebody around you. And listen, we've talked about sales. It's more than simply getting money for something. It's about influence. So influence somebody every day. But I would highly recommend every business owner sells something every day or attempts to sell something every day. Because when you get into that habit, you're going to be far better at it. Your business will grow in leaps and bounds. Again, I'm not saying necessarily sell to the end product to the end consumer. You could be selling an idea for a partnership with another business leader, but that's still sales skills. Ask yourself every day how you can improve. This is a great way to improve your routine. Ask yourself every day how you can improve. Just look at it in your journal in the evening or even after the morning, whatever. Ask yourself, how could I have done so? What could I have done differently that would have changed my day? How would it become more efficient? Again, this is kind of like the brainstorming exercise I gave you in the last video. The more you ask yourself this question, the better you get at it and the better ideas come from it. Lastly, learn something every day. If you're a business leader and you want your business to be really successful, you need to learn and grow. If you're not learning and growing, you're dying. If you're not moving forward in life, you're moving backward. So do something to move yourself forward. And if you're not learning and growing, now listen, I'm going to applaud you. If you're listening to this right now, you are one of the people that learn and grow consistently. Continue to do that. Make sure you learn something every day. I do it before my day even starts. But make sure you're learning or growing every day. Okay. This is the last slide, and I'm just gonna touch on this a tiny bit, and then you're done for this week, okay? The yearly routine. Make sure that in every year you spend time on personal growth. Every year you become a better person, a better leader, a better father, mother, child, parent, sibling, cousin, friend, employer, whatever it is. Work on yourself. Secondly, in your yearly routine, come up with ideas for business growth. What are you going to do to grow your business on a consistent basis, on an annual basis? What are you going to set aside time, energy, money to grow your business? You need a routine for this. If that is brainstorming sessions every month or every week with your employees or your exec team, that's fine. If you brainstorm yourself, if it's the morning routine where every morning you write down 5 new business ideas to help people or bring value to people, that's fine. But grow your business and have a yearly routine for this. Lastly, ask yourself, how much do I reinvest in my business? And again, this is time, this is energy, and this is money, all 3 resources. Specifically, I'll talk about money right now because it's a little more concrete. People get it a little bit easier. How much do you reinvest in your business? People are going to give you different numbers about this, okay? This is what I would say. This is my encouragement to you. Reinvest a significant amount of money in your business early on. Continue to invest gads of money in your business early on, and what will happen is you'll have a massive business or a business that runs really smoothly if you don't want a massive business. But the more money you invest early on, time, energy, money you invest early on in your business, the better your business is going to be running right from the outset, which is extremely important. And if you talk to great business leaders, this is a theme that they talk about constantly. These 3 areas: grow yourself, grow your business, and reinvest in your business consistently. If you are doing that, and again, there are different metrics here. Marketing, the rule of thumb is about 10% of what you want to make. So if you have goals of making $1 million a year, start investing $100,000 in marketing. If you want to make $50 million a year, start investing $5 million in your marketing. If you want to make $100,000 a year, start investing $10,000 in your marketing, and you will make more money, okay? So how much do you reinvest? Talk to different business leaders. Different businesses might be a little bit different. It depends on whether you're mostly a product-focused business or a service-focused business or base business. But talk to people. Again, hire somebody. Hire a business coach. Hire somebody that will help you with this, and they will grow you in this way. They will challenge you. They will help you understand for your goals what you need to invest. So this is simply a way to start understanding these ideas and to start bringing them to the forefront of your mind, and so that you can say, what do I need to do? What will be valuable for me and my business and my goals? Then start looking for people that are experts in this area and spend more time, energy, money on those people, on yourself. Invest in yourself. When you invest in yourself, guess what happens? You've always got that knowledge. You've always got that ability. Make sure you're spending more and more money every single year on yourself and on your business growth. And your business will be better, and you will be better for it. And you'll find out that this helps you in other relationships and other situations in life. It will be something that brings pleasure and value to you for the rest of your life.